Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Liv promotes the sort of stimulus of MSCs away from fat production and into bone or cartilage production. How does that then directly impact the amount of fat going into the body, and are we getting towards being able to say that it's a treatment for obesity?
Right, so it's a very complicated question. I'll try to wrestle with it a little bit. So our animal studies have primarily focused on the bone marrow as it relates to MSCs and whether or not they have a tendency to proliferate, increase their number, as well as differentiate what do they do when they grow up. We have demonstrated an increase in the number of MSCs in the bone marrow, which is good because we all want them, but we don't want them to go off and become fat cells because, you know, none of us would become fat if we had no MSCs to become fat cells. But what we're able to demonstrate is that we bias their differentiation into bone and muscle cells, and we suppress the formation of fat cells. We suppress a pathway towards adipogenesis. And we show this with everything from cell counting to transcription factors that drive bone or fat formation. That's all fine and good. We've also, in a paper that should come out soon, we demonstrate that the MSCs within the bone marrow actually migrate out of the marrow and contribute to fat stores outside of the body. So we all wonder if it's the stem cells within our fat pads that are actually contributing to fat or whether it's from the bone marrow themselves. And we're able to show that those animals or those mice that are subject to the LIV not only have fewer fat cells in their fat pads, so whether it's subcutaneous or visceral, there are not only fewer of them, but they're smaller. So when you think about whether or not LIV would be appropriate as an obesity treatment, we would say that there is some perspective or some potential for this because we are reducing the migration and the commitment of stem cells to becoming fat. We're keeping the fat cells that exist smaller, and we're decreasing the number of fat cells in your fat pads. That doesn't necessarily mean that you will lose weight. It means that you will have a leaner phenotype, because remember that muscle and bone is much denser than fat, and so you may not lose weight, but you'll actually have a leaner phenotype. As important, however, to obesity is the concerns about type 2 diabetes. And there is actually brings in the story of hematopoietic stem cells in a way from mesenchymal stem cells and the biasing, mechanical biasing of T and B cells into either the immune system or macrophages. So hematopoietic stem cells can become T and B cells, or they can go down a pathway of becoming macrophages. And we show that those mice that are subject to the mechanical signal are actually increase the number of T and B cells, reduce the number of macrophages, and also control insulin resistance and glucose tolerance. So these are factors in the blood that are basically early indicators of type 2 diabetes. So again, we're not saying we're curing obesity. We're not saying we're curing diabetes or diabesity, as some people might call it. But certainly the animal studies are pointing towards the potential for these mechanical signals, just like exercise, to control the etiology of this disease, diabetes and obesity.
Excellent. That's great, Clint. That's got us covered.
Cool.
So, all right, yes, great. So that's excellent as always. So that's covered off all the questions from Drudy. I covered off a few extra questions I had from some of my clients.
You now know everything I know. So you know it's
that didn't take long to know everything. That's pretty good.
And, yeah, no, it doesn't take long.
So I mean, what we're going to be doing with this now, we'll get it all put down into text, edit it, send it to the PR lady. So we'll produce two versions of the document from this. One will be pitched at health professionals. Another one will be pitched to the layperson. We'll top and tail sort of the document with excerpts from research and general introduction and stuff. And then each paper will have a couple of sort of quotes of
Well, see
yourself.
what Reed thinks about it. See if they use him as a test bed.
Yeah, but that I'm hoping he will come on board. I mean, he is very keen. Yeah, he wants more hard evidence. He wants, some newer trials out there, and he's really
Yeah,
pushing for a
don't we
direct
all?
comparison. Yeah, completely. And he's pushing for a direct comparison between drugs treatment versus mechanical stimulation.
Okay,
So yeah,
I'll
so
keep that
he
in
wants a
mind.
lot. He's also realistic. He's says I understand that those things are incredibly expensive, etc. Blah blah blah.
Tell him to send me about $3 billion and consider it done.
Done. Perfect. Well, I think,
Okay? All right.
yeah, cool. Okay. Well, I'll give you a buzz. Is it all right if he actually requested to have a call with you
I'm
to
sure I'd be happy
discuss?
to speak with him. Yep.
Yeah, to discuss. Was it in relation to the drugs? He had a few more technical questions to give you a quiz on, and I think he'd like to just have a chat with you himself as well. He's that sort of guy, if you get where I'm coming
Sounds
from.
good. Okay. I can deal
Cool.
with that. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Gotta
Cheers.
roll.
Bye.